finding morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Tuesday, the 24th of May, 2007. Coming up after this first break, I don't have time in this segment to play this, but I don't know if you all have seen what Bill Maher has done regarding Ron Paul. And the clip I'm going to play you, it was in response to what happened on the Fox News debate. And, of course, his videographer people over there did their own. It's kind of cool. But at any rate, it shows Ron Paul making a statement and all the other political candidates just standing there looking dumbstruck. Of course, that was pulled out of context for comic relief. But what he has to say about Ron Paul is not a joke. And he was actually talking to Senator Christopher Dodd that is running on the Democrat ticket. And it's a very interesting exchange. And I will play that and then let you know exactly what's going on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, that's p.m., on the Bill Maher Show tomorrow. By the way, what happened to Rosie O'Donnell today? She about went into a catatonic brain fart and meltdown. She got into it with one of the hosts on the program, The View. And I'm going to have to see if I can dig that clip up, but it was pretty raucous. And, of course, Rosie being self-effacing said that, you know, I'm just a fat lesbian and what do I know? And evidently all is not Rosie on The View, the program. Of course, she's out of there. I don't know when her contract expires, but it's real, real soon. But guess what got canceled on that? Jason Burmess, Loose Change, was supposed to be on there, and, well, that kind of got preempted, canceled. So all is not Rosie and Rosie O'Donnell land. And, folks, I guess a lot of people's opinion at this point, whatever we can get FaceTime on whatever subject, that's exposure. And I guess that's a good thing. So, Rosie, I don't know what to tell you, dear. I hope she's made her money and she can hold out for a while. But, hey, it's getting rough out there, is it not? It's getting real rough. But what's not going roughly is Ron Paul's candidacy. I talked to a talk show host, and I got to tell you the story after we get back from break also. A talk show host up there in Michigan, and was very, very, very interesting. A very interesting conversation I had with a talk show host up there. Norm Jones, I do believe his name is, yes. So anyhow, we'll get started with the program here. Take this short break, come back. Kick this thing off. I want to talk today, what I didn't get a chance to cover in full yesterday, about the presidential executive orders, the privatization of our infrastructure, and a bunch of other stuff. Don't you dare move. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, I'm going to run this clip. It's about 9 minutes, but you get the full flavor of it. I don't like to cut and paste and pull excerpts and pull them out of context, so I'm going to play this entire thing. And keep in mind why you're listening to this. I mean, Bill Maher actually said that Ron Paul is my hero. And he's going to have him on his program tomorrow night on HBO. So all you folks out there that have cable and satellite, fire up your recorders. You're going to want to capture this, or your DVRs, or whatever your recording devices are. He'll be on live with Bill Maher tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central Time on HBO.
Now, I watched the Republican debate, and I saw this guy, Ron Paul, who has no chance of winning it, and therefore he was very honest, and he's my new hero. I used to think he was RuPaul. And then we had him on our show a few weeks ago, and I realized he's a completely different person. And he spoke real truth about the war on terror, about 9/11, about Iraq. He said, you know what? They hate us because we're over there. They don't hate us because of our freedom or any of those stupid slogans that the Bush people put out. And I'm just wondering why a Democrat isn't saying things like that. Say a Democrat who could use a bump in the poll.
Ah, wonderful.
It decides to quit on me. There we go. Quit moving in that pot. You're actually doing that over there. This is buffering beyond belief. At any rate, we may not be able to have this thing play. I don't understand what's going on. And, of course, my engineer's gone for the day. There it is.
Well,
this is going to continue to buffer on me here. At any rate, we'll scrap that. Go ahead and pull that pot down. Just when you want something to work.
I watched the Republican debate, and I saw this guy, Ron Paul, who has no chance of winning it, and therefore he was very honest, and he's my new hero. I used to think he was RuPaul. And then we had him on our show a few weeks ago, and I realized he's a completely different person. And he spoke real truth about the war on terror, about 9/11, about Iraq. He said, you know what? They hate us because we're over there. They don't hate us because of our freedom or any of those stupid slogans that the Bush people put out. And I'm just wondering why a Democrat isn't saying things like that. Say a Democrat who could use a bump in the poll.
Well, if you're talking about 9/11, I mean, 9/11 to me was an unprovoked attack on the United States. And I would disagree with Ron Paul on the assumption somehow that we provoked that decision by Al-Qaeda to hit us in New York.
Excuse me, Senator, but that's just what the Republicans did to Ron Paul in the debate. They twisted...
Just kill it.
That's okay. Let me X this out of here. Thank you very much. At any rate, it's very interesting. Ron Paul. It's genuine laughter, folks, because Ron Paul here is taking Rudy Giuliani to task and giving him a reading assignment. And story by Andy Sullivan out of Reuters. And, of course, it's got the typical slant on it, but bear with me. It's a short story. U.S. candidate, the story headlines, U.S. candidate Paul assigns reading to Mr. Giuliani. Long-shot Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul on Thursday gave frontrunner Rudy Giuliani a list of foreign policy books to back up his contention that attacks on Islamic militants are fueled by the U.S. presence in the Middle East. He says, I'm giving Mr. Giuliani a reading assignment. Now, this is what the nine-term Texas congressman said before he stood behind a stack of books that included a report by the commission that examined the attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001. Giuliani was mayor of New York when Islamic militants slammed two commercial airliners into the World Trade Center, a role that has vaulted him to the front of the Republican presidential pack despite his liberal social positions. That's all in one sentence, folks, a Republican with liberal social positions. I don't think he's qualified to be president, Paul said of Giuliani. If he was to read the books and report back to me and say, I've changed my mind, I would reconsider. Now, Paul advocates a limited U.S. foreign policy, including an end to the war in Iraq and a reduction in troop levels abroad. Makes sense to me. Paul said he was unfairly attacked during the last week's debate by 10 Republican presidential hopefuls. And that's a misnomer, because that is not correct. He was not attacked by all 10 Republican presidential hopefuls. He was attacked by one, Rudolph Giuliani. And that would make, aside from Ron Paul, that would leave 8 people that didn't pick on Ron Paul. But at any rate, and just the slant on the story. Because that's to make Ron Paul look like, well, all the Republicans are after this guy. Not true. They should be, because these debates keep going on, folks. The herd is going to thin, and it's going to be culled rather quickly. But Paul said he was unfairly attacked during last week's debate by 10 Republican presidential hopefuls when Giuliani dismissed his contention that U.S. policies in the Middle East had contributed to the attacks in New York and Washington. I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11th, Giuliani said to wild applause. Paul barely registers in opinion polls of Republicans hoping to win their party's nomination to contest the November 2008 presidential elections. And again, thank you very much for playing the game. Wrong answer. Johnny, what's the consolation prize? Because Paul has been registering strongly on the polls that MSNBC put out and Fox. And if you noticed, MSNBC, and especially Fox, touted these polls. Oh, you can join in on the poll. Well, people did. Well, they didn't like the results of the poll, so, you know, he's barely registering in any of the polls. An obstetrician gynecologist from the Houston area, Paul frequently strays far outside the Republican mainstream. Okay, let me stop here again. What is the Republican mainstream now? Rudy Giuliani with liberal social positions? Mitt Romney? McCain? My God, they're going to have to create another party for somebody like McCain. Because this guy's not crossed over the aisle. He's crossed into another realm, the Twilight Zone. Now, if you want to talk about being outside of mainstream Republicanism today, well, I guess that might be a fair statement, except the Republicans wouldn't know the Constitution if the ink was still dry on the original document. Just dried on the original document. And they were standing there reading it for themselves. It's just an archaic piece of paper that doesn't apply to today's times. Haven't we heard that before? Now, he voted against the Iraq War resolution in 2002 and has proposed abolishing the Homeland Security Department and diminishing the Federal Reserve. Okay, let's stop here again. Homeland Security Department, Mr. Chertoff's gang, his band, his merry men of renown, that we took all these agencies and put them under the Homeland Security deal? Oh, well, that's bad enough, except for one thing. Now we have George Bush striking out on his own, and, well, when things get a little tough, it's not going to be anybody else but him making the decision. Spell that dictatorship. He said he voted against the Iraq War resolution. Let's be fair, and I'll read the entire context of this. Not to be accused of coloring a story, except by my commentary, excuse me, but I can't let stuff like this slide. Yeah, and diminishing the Federal Reserve. Yeah, I would guess that would be correct. Diminishing the Federal Reserve, just as he wants to diminish the IRS. And, you know, far be it from Andy Sullivan, I'm sure, to get this past the little editors that he has to deal with, and that's assuming that this guy wanted to give you a full and complete story, because he could have wrote a couple of paragraphs on the Federal Reserve alone to let people know what the Federal Reserve is all about. Most people in this country still think it's federal, and there's something in reserve, and there's nothing. Just a reserve of piled up cash that they're going to super inflate the economy with. You know, Mr. Bernanke, when his comments about throwing $100 bills out of helicopters, well, that's just about correct. That's Mr. Bernanke's version of irrational exuberance. But he was making a point that most people didn't get it when he made it. Story goes on to say his 1998 bid for president as libertarian candidate drew just slightly more than 400,000 votes nationwide. I'm sorry, but I don't think that was the fault of Ron Paul. And you libertarians out there, before you start throwing rotten tomatoes at me or giving me angry phone calls or emails or lighted dog feces in a burning brown paper bag out in front of my doorstep, look, you guys have been around, you libertarians have been around for 30 years, and you have not been able to build a viable alternative to Democrat and Republican deal out there, okay? So, yeah, 400,000 votes back in 98, not setting the world on fire, but neither has the Libertarian Party either, which Ron Paul used to be a Libertarian, belonged to that, but now he's running on a Republican ticket, because I think this guy really actually believes that he can draw out the planks, the original planks of the Republican Party, and it looked like it was penned by Jefferson or somebody. Maybe we can reinstill that in this country again. You think it's too late? I don't.
Of a privacy crisis, odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, let me quickly finish this one up. Outside of my, how many words is this? Maybe less than 500 words along with my commentary. It's taken me 10 minutes to get through it, but sometimes I just can't leave this stuff pass. Paul said it was irresponsible of Giuliani and other leaders not to examine the motivations of al-Qaeda and other radical Islamic groups. A Giuliani spokesman was not immediately available for comment. Among the books on Ron Paul's reading list were Dying to Win, which argues that suicide bombers only mobilize against an occupying force. Makes sense to me. The example that Ron Paul gave is, would we put up with the Red Chinese coming over here and setting up camp and occupying this country or occupying in the Gulf? Don't think so. And if you really consider that, folks, isn't that exactly what we're doing in Iraq? Saddam Hussein was one of the axes of evil, just like Adolf Hitler. And we just had to get rid of him, and that's a good thing. I heard Bush say that in a press conference again today. That was a good thing. Of course, he doesn't mention that over 700,000 Iraqis are dead. That's not such a good thing. That the majority of the people over in that country want us the hell out of there. That's not necessarily a good thing either for the Bush propaganda mill. Then, of course, when we have this young upstart, this OBGYN, 71-year-old medical doctor, originally by medical profession, that was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, just 35 miles from where I was born, when you get somebody like this that's so far out of the mainstream Republican ideals and actually speaks the truth, well, I guess that's just too much to handle for some. Now, among the books I was saying that Paul's reading lists were Dying to Win, which argues that suicide bombers only mobilize against an occupying force, Blowback, for which examines the unintended consequences of U.S. foreign policy, and the 9/11 Commission report itself, which says that al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was angered by the presence of the U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia. Another book on the list was Imperial Hubris, whose author appeared at the press conference to offer support for Paul. Foreign policy is about protecting America, said author Michael Schur, who used to head the CIA's bin Laden unit. Our foreign policy is doing the opposite. By the way, this Michael Schur used to be the head of the CIA's bin Laden unit itself, was at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., along with Mr. Paul, to explain things to the folks up there in the press corps exactly what he is meaning when he is saying this stuff. But you see, we're in this Madison Avenue pop culture, American Idol sound bit world that somebody like Ron Paul can talk about a $60 trillion deficit the United States government has, and that's conservative figures, but yet that doesn't deserve a 30-second follow-up from the people who are on the panel questioning potentially the next president of the United States. Doesn't deserve not one mention. So that's just how crazy things are getting. Diminishing... The story says diminishing the Federal Reserve. No, it is the Federal Reserve, my friend, that has diminished the United States, along with the complicity of a bunch of traitorous lackeys back in 1913 that decided to turn our banks, our money system, our currency over to a private lender and then charge interest. We usually call it usury, but that doesn't matter. Are we going to get rained out here? If I shut the blinds, will I keep the noise down? you hear something like that in the background, folks. We're in the middle of a Texas-sized deluge here. I just hope everything stays online. At any rate, something else I wanted to mention, just for you fine folks out there that listen to this network, we have had monumental server problems, to which they couldn't tell us why the servers kept crashing, but I got on the phone today after dealing with our engineer. He was putting in trouble tickets going back to the 18th of this month and doesn't even get a phone call back. Well, I talked to their head people out there today, and they took our server and moved it to something that isn't going to break down. So, and we're going to be expanding the bandwidth to that also. So we have like a gigabyte or something downloads just on archives alone a day on this network. A lot. So at any rate, we're aware of the problem. We got our problem at the satellite end fixed that you heard that. Okay, all this doesn't mean anything to you folks because the only thing you want to do is hear the program, and we will continue with it. Now, what I wanted to get into... Jeez, old Pete. Something tells me I'm not in Kansas anymore, Toto. This stuff is coming down horizontally. Okay, if we have program interrupt us here, it's an act of God, folks, not of the technology. Man, is that coming down. And that's literally going sideways. Huh. At any rate, this, on today's program, I started getting into this a little bit yesterday. And I'm telling you, this stuff is getting deep. I mentioned to you a little bit earlier, I was talking to Norman Jones. He does a program up on radio station 580 AM, WTCM. I got a call from him today. He's up on a 50,000 water up there in Michigan, and they go out quite a ways. And I had this long conversation with Norm Jones because he called me because he wanted to get Ron Paul's people on. And I said, no problem. I can help you with that. And then we got into an hour and a half discussion about what's going on, what's really going on. By the way, this is the guy that the head of the Republican committee up there, the GOP in Michigan, the one that was circulating the petitions for Ron Paul's removal from the debates. Well, he was doing a regular 10-minute spot on this guy's program every week. I don't think he'll be doing that 10-minute spot anymore. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, shame on you, Georgie Bush, you little scoundrel. Today in his press conference, he's talking about Iran, that we're going to try diplomacy and, well, we're going to do what we need to do in Iran to get Mr. Ahmadinejad to drop his nuclear program. Now, folks, this reminds me of something along the lines of Guido and the gang, you know, the loan sharks. And that, well, if you go against the family and you rip one of the loan sharks off, aren't you ripping them all off? Because if word gets out in the street that you're that easy and you're not standing up for your business, then people may want to just get the idea that, well, they could just do that to just about anybody. You know, that's the thought of these psychopaths. So Mr. Bush is talking about using foreign policy and detente, I think he even used that word today. And then you see that what the guy is actually planning to do is use covert CIA actions to destabilize and topple Iran's government. And again, here's a guy that understands diplomacy at the point of a gun. You do what I say, or bad things are going to happen to you. And basically, that's what he is saying. And the more I hear George Bush talk about Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Iran, whatever the case may be, the more the words of Ron Paul echo through my brain, that it's because of our foreign policy is the reason why we're having problems. And this hyped up worldwide watch on terrorism, and we're on the hunt for him, just like we're on the hunt for Bin Laden. Bin Laden was never going to come to a court of law, folks, any more than any truth about anybody out there supposedly that's an enemy to this country. Yeah, and grab this, will you, Ken? And explain to the people on the phone that I am on the air. I tell them, but they still call me anyhow. So we have a situation that Mr. Paul is going to be proven more correct the more that this talking out of both sides of his face hypocrite that we have occupying the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. And the rhetoric, it must be said, is getting mighty, mighty, mighty thin. Now, yesterday I started to get into this about the presidential executive order. No, not by George Bush, not the son, but the father, George Herbert Walker Bush. And it was called the American Presidency Project, an executive order 12803, the infrastructure privatization. And it doesn't matter what you pick up anymore. I have a copy of USA Today, which was actually yesterday. We'll call it USA Yesterday. Right on the front page, investors fish for profit in clean H2O. Three funds seek to stream of income in a thirsty world. Basically, they're eyeballing the world's fresh water supplies, and they want it privatized. They want to own it and then sell it back to you. Another piece, and actually, this came off of Money Central at MSM.com, and it's the Jubanks Journal, J-U-B-A-K-S, Jubanks, I guess, Journal, The War for Your Electric Bill. And Michael Herzog actually pulled this up, and I saw it laying here the other day, and I really didn't pay that much attention. I walked in here today, from the top end of this article, the first sentence spells it out. Private equity buyout funds are targeting electric power companies in deals that generate massive debt, stop the building of better plants, and jack up rates. They take the profits and stick consumers with the cost. Jim Jubak writes, "The last time Wall Street applied its best minds to the electrical power industry, they brought us Enron, brownouts, and wholesale price gouging in California, not to mention higher electric bills. Now, not even 10 years later, they're at it again. Private equity buyout funds have set their sights on electric utilities, and the result will be, you guessed it, higher electric bills for you and me, as if inflation and the rising cost of oil and natural gas isn't pushing our bills up fast enough already. Now, you may have heard about the huge sums raised by buyout funds designed to buy public companies and take them private. These funds raised $189 billion in 2006, a record, and they look like they're headed for more than $250 billion for investment purposes in 2007. And you may have heard about the huge deals they've done recently, each deal bigger than the last, $27 billion for First Data, that's FDC News and Messages, $32 billion for HCA, $38 billion for Equity Office Properties, and temporarily, the biggest deal on record, right here in Texas, folks, $44 billion for TXU Corporation. That's a Texas utility electric company. Now, this means bad news all around. Other electric utilities are likely to get bids in 2007. A few have already put themselves up for sale. Mirant, a utility with 24 generating plants inside the United States, for example, indicated on April 9th that it wouldn't mind getting a bid. And buyout funds are kicking the tires on other utilities. The buyout funds have lots of money to put to work, and utilities have the kind of big, predictable cash flow that these funds like to see. Now, this is bad news for your utility bill in the short run. In the long run, it is even worse. In the short run, making a profit on one of these buyout deals depends first on restructuring the company so that it's more profitable than it was before the buyout. Now, most of the time, restructuring involves spinning off money-losing operations and outsourcing some part of their operations, and it always involves cutting jobs. Now, that wouldn't be bad enough in this case of a utility, since job cuts are likely to mean a decline in utility service. But you'll wind up paying more for less because, second, turning these small gains into corporate profits into big profits for buyout investors rests on building the buyout deal so that borrowed money, known as leverage, multiplies those relatively modest improvements in corporate earnings. Now, on the subject of piling up the debt, and I hope you all pay attention to this because you're going to see this happen. And one day you're going to remember that I told you about this. And to my knowledge, I'm probably one of the few guys out there that's making a big deal about this. Well, it's no small deal, folks, that our infrastructure is up to sale for the highest bidder, any foreign highest bidder, that is. Piling on the debt. A typical buyout deal, it works like this. To fund its purchase of the soon-to-be private company, the buyout fund puts up some cash, say 25% of the deal, total deal purchase price, and then borrows the rest by issuing debt backed by the assets of the acquired company. So basically you're leveraging it, you're putting up the assets of the remaining part of the company to acquire money. Okay. So in buying TXU, for example, the buyout fund might put up $11 billion in cash, certainly not chump change, and then sell $33 billion in TXU debt to big institutional investors, big investors, to complete the purchase. In essence, the purchase company buys itself, but the buyout fund and its investors get 100% of all future profits when the company itself is eventually sold back to the public. Do you understand what I just said? They get 100% of the future profits when we get to take the company back and turn it back into a public utility. How's that for servitude? And that's not the limit of debt load to be piled on purchase companies' balance sheets. Used to be that buyout funds waited until they dressed up a company and sold it back to public investors before they cashed it out. In today's market, though, buyout funds have been added, and they've added a new wrinkle to this. While the company is still private, it issues a big cash dividend to the buyout investors, so those investors get part of their cash back real fast. How does the company pay for that dividend? Why? By issuing more debt, of course. Now, even before the deal, TXU was carrying a big load of short-term, about $1.5 billion, and long-term, about $10.5 billion debt, and paying a sizable interest bill of roughly $784 million in 2006 alone. Adding an additional $33 billion or so in debt will run that interest bill significantly higher. And that additional debt, that debt load will put pressure on the company's credit rating, already a relatively low on the Standard & Poor's indexes. Now, who pays? Well, that's a rhetorical question, isn't it? The customers pay. That BB rating, like, say, for Standard & Poor's, is already one notch below what's called investment grade, meaning that if a big debt rating agency such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch thinks there is a significant chance that this debt will go into default and that the borrower won't be able to pay, about 1.2% of the B&B grade debt, or BA in Moody's systems, went into default within a year of rating, according to Moody's. Now, in the period of 1970 through the year 2001, down one notch, the historical default rate climbs to about almost 7%. Now, think investors might want TXU to pay more interest on all that new and old debt to make up for the added risk posed by the post-buyout debt load? And who's going to pay the interest on all that borrowing? The utility customers. That's you. Now, the buyout boom has loaded up corporate balance sheets with debt, just as the area of easy money, it says, is ending. Now, even if interest rates don't go up, tougher loan standards mean it could get harder to finance these deals, according to Jim Juback. Now, Texas residential customers already pay some of the highest prices for electricity in the country. We know, because it's hot down here and we run our air conditioners. Thank you very much. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, a residential customer in Texas paid an average of 12.09 cents per kilowatt hour. Only the Northeast and California pays higher rates. Now, and I just read you the reasons why. They're loaded up with debt. You would think that a company could build a company, make a profit, and get on with it. And make their profit, of course, off of the consumers buying their electricity. But you see, here's all this loaded up debt and all the interest behind this. So where are they going to get the money? That's right, out of your pocket. Now, exploiting the inefficiencies. Now, which is odd when you think about it, because TXU generates most of the electricity from coal. And what did they tell us down here? Well, there were, what, nine or 12 coal-fired plants were supposed to come online? Well, we've gone green in Texas, folks. Guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to build these coal-fired plants. Oh, that's right. Using low-sulfur coals with scrubbers on them, which put out very little in emissions into the atmosphere. But we've gone green. No, we've gone green in the respect that you're turning green because you're turning your pockets and your guts inside out trying to pay your bills down here in Texas. Now, coal is one of the cheapest ways to produce electricity. In the bad old days before utility deregulation in Texas, state regulators would have required TXU to sell its electricity at cost plus a profit set by the regulators. But thanks to energy deregulation in Texas, the free market sets the price of the electricity, and the free market price is based on the much higher cost of generating electricity from, guess what, natural gas. Now, if it were easy to ship electricity from one place to another, that price discrepancy wouldn't exist. Cheaper coal-based electricity from, say, Wyoming would enter the state when the Texas market demanded it and kept the prices for the consumers low. But the national electricity grid has bottlenecks to prevent low-cost out-of-state electricity from meeting Texas demand. Buyouts like that of TXU work only because of the inefficiencies like this, and in the long run, buyout firms have an interest in perpetrating these inefficiencies so local prices stay, guess what? High, low, you got it, high. New plants canceled, the long run... And they've got, folks, I'm not joking about this, that they're touting this. TXU is putting out commercials touting that they're going green and they're not going to build these plants. Isn't that wonderful? While you're watching your television that is powered by electricity. The long-run logic of these utility buyouts leads to lower investment in power lines that would eliminate price differences like those that cost consumers money in Texas and California in the Northeast, let's not forget about them. And it leads to lower investments in new power plants since spending cash on new, more efficient plants cuts the utility cash flow so necessary to paying all those post-buyout debts. So it's no coincidence that immediately after announcement of the buyout, TXU said it would cancel 8 of the 11 coal-burning power plants, I was pretty close there, 8 of the 11 coal-burning power plants that it had planned to build. That also, by the way, let the buyout fund score big points with environmental groups that had been fighting TXU on its plans. Which, by the way, I don't give a damn what they say. Who do you think's putting money into these people's pockets? The people out there protesting these plants. That's right, the very same people that don't want the plants built in the first place, because guess what they get to do? They get to run the existing utilities into the ground, no new infrastructure, lay off employees, don't run new power lines, your service sucks, and guess what? the price keeps going up. But the environmentalists won, folks. Let me tell you something. I didn't have time today. I really wanted to do this. Excuse me. I didn't have time to do this. But I wanted to bring up the latest technology on these coal-fired plants because the emissions they put out with these scrubbers on them, it's almost insignificant. All right? But I didn't have time. My apologies there. But one of these days, I'll pull up the information. Now, the additional power from the three plants should meet near-term increases in demand for electricity and avoid the kind of brownouts that bring regulators out in force. And canceling the plants would conserve cash and keep Texas prices high. Now, there's not a whole lot of risk in a TXU deal for the buyout funds because they've done this one before in Texas. And it turned out very well for them indeed. In 2004, buyout funds, Texas Pacific, and Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, the same funds that are leading the TXU buyout, bought Texas Genco, another Texas utility with low generating costs. They flipped that company for a $2 billion profit in about 1 year. Crash and burn. What Gordon Gekko said? Say, greed is good. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
We are back here. So, folks, that tells you the story about the Enron-type tactics. It's the very same thing that they did in California. And Enron was behind deregulation in California. And this was the irony to this situation. Davis out there, they dumped this whole thing in his lap. And he was the one that was actually fighting it. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back, comes waltzing in, backed by a lot of money, backed by a lot of power, hung this thing around Gray Davis's neck, and then took over California. It's the same thing. But behind all of this, and this is the point, is that we have the infrastructure privatization or the sellout of our assets here in this country. The article in USA Today, three funds seek stream of income in a thirsty world. Now, isn't that, that's a great title, little story, little eye catcher, isn't it? Well, investors are fishing for profit and clean H2O. Investors are pouring money into the world's most valuable commodity, water. Three exchange-traded funds, mutual funds that trade on stock exchanges, now focus on companies that hope to take advantage of shortages in clean water. The largest fund, PowerShares Water Resources, has seen its assets hit $1.7 billion in under just 2 years. Why is water suddenly hot? 450 million people in 29 countries suffer from water shortages, according to the United Nations Environmental Program. 20% of the world's people lack access to safe, clean drinking water. Well, mark that as they have no infrastructure for water treatment plants or anything else. By 2025, an estimated 2.8 billion people will live in areas with scarce water resources. Lack of clean water is the biggest killer, bigger killer than AIDS in Africa, says Bruce Bond of PowerShares, which manages PowerShares Water Resources. People are drinking contaminated water, getting sick, and not being able to stay hydrated, as if they really give a hoot about the guy that's getting a little bit sick. Now, two other water ETFs, okay, and keep in mind that these are exchange-traded funds. They're just mutual funds that the power broker and profit mongers on Wall Street are doing. Now, two other water ETFs, Claymore S&P Water Global Water Index Fund and First Trust ISE Water Index Fund made their debuts this month. A fourth, also from PowerShares, will start trading June 7th. Water Resources, the oldest of the funds, has gained a sparkling 28% since its start in December of 2005. And basically, let me just break this down real quickly. Basically, what they're doing here, they're taking the sea of liquidity out there, just cash just floating around, putting together investment companies, and taking advantage and buying up our infrastructure. That's the bottom line to this thing. And we just demonstrated to you, how they're doing this. They'll go in, take an existing company, not modernize it, not do anything, cut employees, cut corners. They'll subcontract out, do whatever they have to do to maximize their profits. Why? Because that's what greater corporations do. That's exactly what they do. Now, I'll continue with this because I really wanted to get into this in depth. I hate doing sound bites on something that this is, that's so important, because you're going to see this further escalating as states are turning in more and more deficit, budget deficits for their states. More and more of their infrastructure is going to be sold out to private corporations. It's a fire sale here in America, folks. It is a fire sale. The tax base is going down. We're losing the jobs. We got to find the money someplace. We got to keep up services. So here's our deal. We're going to sell out to global companies. We'll be right back.